Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Shermin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Shermin, one of your co-hosts, and I'm here today with our other two co-hosts, Wendy and Krista. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Shermin. This is Wendy. Glad to be here today with you.
And this is Krista. Hello, ladies, and a warm welcome to our listeners out there.
We are delighted today to have Kimberly Pine as a guest on our show. Kimberly wants to live in a world where she can share love with anyone, anywhere, and along the way, she has discovered her passion for teaching people that cooking is a healing art. As an international award-winning food photographer, a five-star health coach, and top cooking instructor, Kimberly's work has touched over 1 million people's lives with the online program BTRE, a healthy living concierge service, in 2016 alone. When she is not making magic in her kitchen, you can find her laughing to the point of tears with her friends, studying spiritual psychology, or writing her fiction story, Ambrosia. The title of our show today is Three Sacred Cooking Rituals to Ignite Fat Burning, Decrease Emotional Eating, and Love Your Body While Saving Time and Money. Love that title. So welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, Kimberly. We are so glad to have you
Hi.
On today.
Oh, my gosh, it's such an honor to be here with you all. It's such an honor. I'm so excited.
Well, it's mutual. We are so excited to have you on. So we have only a half an hour and lots of questions, so let's jump right in. And I think
awesome.
Wendy will start us off.
Yes, I do. I'm really looking forward to this topic. So our first question is, what about cooking inspires you so much?
So I just love what you guys are doing at Sky's the Limit Radio. I think that we have a lot of coaches here, and so I want to talk about how cooking inspires me and how it can also spark and inspire each of the listeners here to be of more service in the world and to live a greater life. So basically, cooking is such an interesting thing because it gives me the opportunity to find my passion for art and my curiosities for science into a form that gives people pleasure. So it's a really fun thing. It's a unique art that on not just like, it's like on a physiological level, on a cellular level, cooking changes people. Because when your food is digested, it gets broken down and it gets assimilated into every single cell of our body. And these cells make up our organs, it makes up our blood, our muscles, our tissues, and so forth. And each of these things are linked so intimately with how we think, how we feel, and how we process our life experiences. I mean, we are quite literally what we eat, right? So I consider it an extreme honor to cook for someone. And when you cook for the people in your life, you're allowing them to create the very cells in their body. So cooking is one of the most beautiful acts of love. It's an act of love for the self and for the people in your life. And so as coaches here, you have such a big role to play in the world and supporting other people, that cooking is definitely one of the ways that you can also nourish yourself. When I choose to cook, it's my way of touching the world with beauty, because cooking is a language that every single human being on this planet can speak. And I choose to create these recipes and share them online because I found that I can share my love with people no matter where they are, no matter what walk of life they're from, no matter who they are. Like, we all share the language of eating food. And it's one of the ways that I know I can support anyone, anywhere, at any time, is by sharing a recipe with them. So I absolutely love it.
Yeah, that's great. I really liked how you say cooking is an art. I had never really thought of it that way, but that is really true. And then you combine it with the science about how it works inside the body. So it makes it really interesting. Cooking is okay with me, but I had never thought about it in this way. So you're very inspired by it, for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever considered writing a book about this, the whole concept of this? Because I'm not sure that is really out there that much, your whole angle about it. Have you ever thought
about exactly. It's in the works. It's in the works, for sure.
That's good. But, so stay tuned, right?
Exactly. Stay tuned.
All right, Krista, you have the next question.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I definitely agree that cooking is an art. I always thought that cooking was an art and baking was a science. I'm a scientist by background, and I love to bake, but I'm not very good at cooking, so my husband does most of the cooking in my family.
Oh, what a power combo. You guys got such a good combination there, huh?
Right. But I love to bake, I must say. You know, you have to be more precise, I think, with baking. And
Absolutely do.
That's why I would consider that a science. But I'm curious, Kimberly, how did you get started with this business? Can you tell me a little bit about your mindset?
Sure, yeah. So how I got started with cooking? Well, I just really thought very deeply about, like, what I was good at and what I wanted to share. So I realized that I wanted to combine my love for cooking. I just remember spending lots of time with my dad in the kitchen. He was showing me how to chop things, how to bake things, and it was so magical to me, because it was like you took just like raw, especially baking is very interesting to me. You know, you put flour together and eggs, and then you put some strange white powder, like baking powder, in it, and all of a sudden it just expands with heat and it becomes something completely new. So I just thought it was so magical to cook. And I went through a bunch of health concerns when I was younger, and I realized that I could use food as medicine. So I wanted to combine both of those things. I want for food to be medicine and medicine to be food. And so I have found that, like, cooking, it's so interesting, because it's almost like it's like the kind of magic you hear in stories. Like, but it's also common sense. It's common sense. When you eat healthy foods, we live longer, right? And we heard in stories, like fairy tales, like the elixirs of life and the sorcerer's stone of living longer. But in actuality, it's very common sense. When you eat healthy foods, it's you literally improve your life. Like, your life, you will live longer by eating healthy foods. So to me, in the same vein that, like, eating foods in excess, it can be like a kind of poison. So basically, my mindset on food is that if you, just with a little bit of knowledge, with a little bit of curiosity and a little bit of hunger, you can turn each meal into an opportunity to create a kind of magic in your life, like an opportunity to heal, an opportunity to have more energy, an opportunity to literally increase your lifespan with the foods that you choose each and every meal. And if you just have a little fun, and if you're a little curious and a little playful, you can make cooking a really fun experience to give yourself a lot of joy and pleasure.
Wow, that's great. I can hear it in your voice that you really, really enjoyed cooking.
I really do.
That's wonderful. Tell me a little bit about the organization you're with. It's called Better?
Better. Mm-hmm, Better. Yeah.
And so Better, can you tell us a little bit about that and how that works?
I would be delighted to. I would be so delighted to. So I went through a lot of health concerns when I was younger in 2012, and I came across Better as a company, and it was founded by Dr. Farrow, and I really didn't think anything was going to work. And so Better is a healthy lifestyle modification. And it's a 21-day program where I learned how to eat foods. I learned how to eat real foods as food therapy. Like, it was my body, my gut healed, my skin cleared up, I lost a lot of weight. But more than anything, I learned what healthy eating really is, how food therapy could really change the way that I digested food, the way that my energy levels, the way that I could really show up and be present for people in my life. So Better is a healthy lifestyle transformation program, and we're fortunate that we have coaches as well that help people to make these lifestyle changes, and it's changed my life, and I'm happy to say it's changed a lot of other people's lives, and it's such a blessing.
Well, that's great. I'm so happy that it worked for you so well, and that's how you got started. Is it like Weight Watchers in a way?
Oh no,
it's totally different.
No. It's totally different. Yes, because it really focuses on eating real food. Like I'm a cook, so I love to teach people how to cook healthy foods. Like, one of my favorite recipes is like a better marinara. It's made with zucchini noodles and marinara sauce and bison meatballs. And that's like the kind of stuff that we put our clients on to help them heal their gut and to reset their digestive tract. And so it's really focused on eating real, organic, natural, healthy foods and learning how to make it a lifestyle, whereas, like, Weight Watchers is sort of like, do this for a while and then maybe go back to how you were.
Right,
and that
right.
has a place. That certainly has a place, and I totally respect what they're doing. We all need to work together to make the world a healthier place. Ours is just a bit different.
And so you provide the recipes, or you provide videos that show actually how to prepare the food, or do you actually go to people's
house? We provide recipes online. We have a health coach. We have an app, which is really cool. People just log in. They log their foods, and their health coaches will give them feedback on it. We have weekly calls where people will hop on and get some quick tips, kind of like what you guys are doing, which is awesome. So awesome. We need more of this in the world. And I teach them how to cook foods and make sure that their lifestyle, we suit their lifestyle.
Well, that's great. So we'll talk more a little bit later in the program about this, and how people can get in touch with you.
I'd be so happy to.
Sherman, you have another question?
Yeah, this is so fascinating for me, because I love the way you're talking about cooking, and I just wish I could really feel that way. I almost felt like that, actually, while you were speaking, because cooking is so unnatural to me. It just, for some reason, never, I can never get into it. And the way you're describing it, it's like, oh, my gosh, I want to feel that way. So
awesome.
Probably a really good question for me, which is, what is the biggest mistake that you see people make when they're trying to create a healthy lifestyle, which I am still looking for, having been almost halfway through my life?
Yes, this is such a good question. I'm so glad you brought it up, and I will touch on that part about people, like, cooking feeling unnatural. I have hopefully some words of wisdom here later. So,
good.
One of the biggest
I need them.
Yeah, good. We all do, right?
mm-hmm.
One of the biggest mistakes that I often see people make when cooking actually is their approach. We think that we have to force ourselves to like to eat kale, or that we have to force ourselves to go and cook. Like, we have to like white knuckle it through these detoxes and cleanses and hate every moment of it until one day at last we can eat chocolate, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But,
that's me.
But that's the mistake I see that we make, is that we think that we arrived. And I recently started to be a study martial arts, and I'm at Kung Fu, at Kung Fu, Kung Fu literally means learning a skill through hard work, okay? So being healthy and learning to cook is just like that. It's a skill that we can practice. It's never a destination. It's a skill, and we make mistakes over and over and over again. And the task is just to learn from each of these mistakes. I I have messed up a lot of recipes in my life. I have definitely flopped a lot of things baking. But
that's good to know. The point is that there's hope.
Oh yeah. Oh, there's definitely hope. I made some terrible recipes, but whenever I do that, I know it's just because I'm pushing my edges. And so it's really a skill. So that's the biggest mistake I see people make, is that they think because they're not a natural at it, or because they're not good at it, or like they don't enjoy it yet, that's like not something that they can overcome. It's really a skill. It's something that if you learn to play with it, if you learn to have fun with it, then it's a skill that you can cultivate to really bring a lot of love to yourself and to the people around you, and to really deeply nourish you and your mission and the missions of the people that you love.
Wow, I like that so much. I've never heard it quite talked about that way, that it's that it can be an approach, that you can approach it in a different way so that it can become a skill,
mm-hmm.
and not the,
mm-hmm.
you know, the general way that everybody always thinks you need to approach it, which is the only way that I know. You know, you just go stand in the kitchen and sweat and feel bad that you don't know what you're doing. So I really appreciate
right.
that. Kimberly.
Yeah, my
yes.
pleasure.
Wendy, you have a question.
Oh, yes. So the next question is, what is the one thing that you recommend to your clients that would be something they could do for the rest of their lives, just to keep them healthy? What is that one thing that you recommend to them?
Okay, awesome. This is such a fun question because so if we think about it for a moment, change happens in an instant, right? She said yes.
Mm-hmm.
She's been in a car accident. I got the job. She's pregnant. Every life changes in a very moment. Like, when we come into the world, we're conceived in a few moments of passion. Life changes. Life changes in a moment. And so one of the reasons why I'm talking so much about mindset is because that is something that can change right now here on this call. Like, that's why I'm sharing the way that I think about it, because in a moment you can see cooking in a different way, right? So the one mindset I would really love to share with people, the one thing I would recommend is to change your mindset. So the thing that I recommend is that people learn to love what they don't like. Now, that's kind of like a weird thing to think about, but
okay.
Have you ever noticed that when you really love something, it goes by really quickly? Like, if you think about something you're doing, you just loved it so much, poof, it was done. Like maybe on a Saturday
right.
morning, you have the whole day off, and then it's gone in an instant, right?
Right, right.
Versus, for example, like, if you're doing something you hate, like, I really don't like high-intensity training, right? But it's just like it's 20 minutes long, and I'm always looking at the clock, like, how many more push-ups do I have to do? Like, it just crawls by. So some of us might not like to cook healthy foods. We might not like to eat them. We might not like to cook. It sounds like sweating and pouring over the kitchen. You don't know what you're doing. You slice yourself with a knife, like, right? But if you can learn to love it, like, what would it take to really love it? Is it putting some music on? Like, is it putting an audiobook on? Is it changing your clothes so you're more comfortable? Like, what is it that will help you to love it so that you enjoy it? That's what I'd recommend. Learn to
wow.
love what you don't like.
Even olives? I mean, I love olive oil, but the actual olive. I don't know how I can love it.
Not sure that you have to learn to love the foods, but maybe the process.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't have to force yourself to like olives. I don't like turnips.
Okay.
It's just never going to happen,
okay.
you know?
Okay.
You're off the hook, Wendy.
Okay, thank you.
It's olives.
All right, Krista, you have the next one.
The olive, we know now.
Okay.
No olive, Wendy.
No olive, Wendy. I happen to love olives, especially the green ones. I didn't
yeah?
used to care for olives that much years ago, but now I do love them.
Oh, okay.
All right, there we go.
The
transformation. That works. Yeah.
So, Kimberly, do you have some rituals that you maintain to sustain a healthy weight and lifestyle?
Right. So I absolutely do. So I have three things that I do on a consistent basis that helps me to maintain a healthy weight. healthy lifestyle and also to save some time and money, which is exactly what I came here to share with you guys. So the one thing that I do is I find recipes that work to create specific results. So, like, health is a very general word, right? But, like, I have recipes that I specifically use when I have a cold or I have a flu. Like, there's, like, herbs that are in there that work just to help support the body to heal from a flu. I have, at Better, we've created tons of recipes that help with fat burning, to help heal the gut, like the gut healing pho, the setter spaghetti, edamame noodle bowls. Like, I have different recipes for different seasons that create a specific result. So that's one thing that I would recommend people do, is find recipes that create the result that they want. If they want to maintain a healthy weight, what are fat-burning recipes? Where do you find them? Obviously, we have a lot, but also looking for them on your own is a good idea. So the second thing that I do as an ongoing ritual is I really get excited by looking at new recipes. So, like, this kind of goes contrary to what I just said. Like, before is, like, I'm certain that there's about 10 recipes in my repertoire I know without a doubt when I put on a little weight, when I've gone on vacation, I just go right back to them and I will drop the weight and it's fine. It's all good. And then the second tip about getting excited about new recipes is that you need variety. Like, if we get stuck eating the same thing or cooking the same thing over and over and over again, it gets very, very boring. So we need to hunt out different kinds of recipes from different kinds of cuisines that get you excited, get you inspired to go in the kitchen and try something new, to play with colors and shapes and textures. And then the third ritual that I have is I cultivate a support network. Just like here at Sky's Limit Radio, this is an amazing, like, network that your listeners can really, like, tune and dial into. It's a place that they can come and get inspiration from, and I think it's so important for everyone to develop a network of professionals that they can reach out to. I have a team of professionals as well. Like, I can reach out to and in 48, 72 hours, just about any health concern that I've ever been encountered can be addressed, and I can get pointed into the right direction. And my company is one of my greatest allies in sustaining a healthy lifestyle. So I think that it's so, so important that people reach out and develop a really strong support network, so that they continue to live a healthy lifestyle. And also, all of these things save you time and money, because it just cuts down the guesswork. If you have professionals in your network that can point you in the right direction, it just cuts down the time that you're going to waste. It saves you money from doing stuff that just doesn't work.
Right. That's so true. That's so interesting, though. So in your... You say you have certain recipes for different health conditions. So do you have, like, on your website, you have those categories for different types of issues that people have?
We mostly focus on the gut healing and fat burning aspect. So at Better, it's waybetter.com/blog, we have some recipes that we share every week in our newsletter, and those are definitely focused on fat burning, of converting fat to energy and healing the gut. So those are the main focus of those. Yeah, and
okay,
in the future, I'll be creating other recipes that have, that's the goal, right? That's the book in the future. You just got to get there to create a book that has different categories so people can, you know, be more organized.
Right. So weight loss is your main focus.
That's mostly what people come to us for. That's the starting point. It's usually it's the cherry on top for getting healthy, but it is certainly an appeal for people to lose some weight and to have more energy.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Jimin. You have another question?
Yeah. So Kimberly, before we run out of time, can you tell us a little bit more about your website, how people can get in touch with you, and the kind of programs you have running right now? And I think you also had a special or something for our listeners today to get some more information about what you have to offer.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. If people are curious and they're hungry for more, they can go to waybetter.com, and it's WEIGHBETR.com. And we offer a seven-day trial or a three-day trial. I have to check on that. A trial where they can try it out for themselves, and they get the healing recipes. They get some awesome supplements like probiotics and enzymes to support their body and healing their gut. And if they don't like it, then they can send it right back. But it's an awesome opportunity to just test the waters and see if it works for them. We offer a 21-day reset. A lot of our clients typically convert 15 pounds of fat to energy, 10 to 15 pounds of fat in 3 weeks, and they get personalized support and guidance to suit their lifestyle. It's a really amazing thing, so they can go waybetter.com and sign up to talk to a health coach. They can also always, always reach out to me if they have any questions at all. They can reach me at Kimberly@waybetter.com. And for your listeners today, I'm going to message you guys a 7-day meal plan that I came up with that they can sink their teeth into and get their hands in the kitchen and have some fun.
Yay.
Awesome, awesome. So that's waybetter.com, WeightBetter.com,
mm-hmm.
and people can reach
mm-hmm.
you by either going there or emailing you at Kimberly@waybetter.com.
Absolutely.
And that's also where they can find the trials and the free gift that you shared, that you mentioned?
They can find the trial. Yes, they can find the trial there. And if they'd like to message me, I will send them if they send me an email, I will mail them a little gift for listening on the show today, just for the Sky's the Limit listeners, a little meal plan that I'll put together for them. So they can email me for the free gift, or they can go to the website for the trial.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, and we'll make a note on our Facebook page also with a link to your website so people can follow up on that.
That's so
wonderful.
That's so sweet of you guys.
Yeah. Wendy,
yeah,
Wendy.
Thanks so much for being on the show. This has been a great education for all of us, and we have a new perspective on cooking for sure. And
awesome. I'm so glad.
Definitely.
Good.
And we do have you scheduled for September 11th, I think. So we'll look forward to having you back again so we can continue talking to you. It's just been a real joy talking to you today.
It's been a joy being here. I can't wait. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you, our audience, for tuning in again today to Sky's the Limit Radio. We appreciate you for listening and following us, and hope you enjoyed our show today as much as we have. As always, the best way to get more information about upcoming shows is to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Sky's the Limit Radio. Please feel free to share your thoughts, comments, and feedback on our Facebook page. We love to hear from you. Or you can visit us at our website at skysthelimitradio.com to stay up to date on all the good stuff that we've got coming up for you, where you can get you can also get your Sky's the Limit Inspiration Kit. To listen to recordings of past shows that you might have missed, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Sky's the Limit. You never know, you might discover that one episode that can make a difference in your life. Until next time, everyone, and remember, the sky's the limit to what you can do. Have a great week, everyone. Thanks, Kimberly. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye,
Kimberly.